Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now, tonight, leadership of Ghana Nurses and Midwives Association locked up in a crunch meeting to decide whether to call off their strike or not amidst government's continued refusal to heed their demand. This is coming on the back of a government's continued refusal to grant their wishes. After the refusal, the National Executive Committee of the GRNA is now taking a decision whether to end the strike or continue. We'll bring you an update on that particular meeting shortly. But first, we're learning the government intentionally took a decision not to include a demand in the 2025 budget. Listen to Minister of State in charge of government communications.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Specialized areas. Especially okay. When you are in a place where you are alone or you are few and you cannot cover. But if you are in a big institution where there is a cover, that will not come in. So it shouldn't be a challenge. Rural incentive allowance. We've been complaining that nurses don't accept postings in the rural area. We ourselves.
So you are calling on government to give you that. Hold on line for me. Let me bring in the NLC. Julia Puauvi is with the Public Affairs Department of the NLC. Julia, we understand that the High Court, Industrial and Labour Division 2 in Accra, granted an application for substituted service, allowing you to serve an interlocutory injunction notice on the nurses. Have you been able to do that?
Yes, we have. We did that yesterday. We have been able to set the notice on the High Court notice board as well as the entrances of the union's offices. We've also been able to set the president's blue hair WhatsApp number as well as the general secretary as well. And that was done yesterday.
Since you did that, have you had any indication from the association, of what they will be doing, whether they will respect that or not?
We are still monitoring the media landscape as well. What information is there for us?
Okay, all right. I'm grateful to you, for this update there. We'll try and bring back Akol Goe again because we understand that the meeting will be tonight. We want to understand whether what indications they are picking from their members. But let me bring in Deputy Rankin on the Health Committee of Parliament, Dr. Patrick Buachi Yadom. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining here. Now, you made a commitment the other time we spoke to you on this subject that the Health Committee was going to invite parties to try and negotiate a truce. Where are you with that effort of yours?
Well, good evening. And my greetings to everyone. I get more that every day the side forum. Yesterday, health committee met, and we agreed we will summon all the stakeholders to a meeting tomorrow morning. Our issue and our purpose is simple. To bring the feeding back to a compromise. We are not happy with the trend which is taken by government, taken by the year. So, we are in June. There's a window of opportunity where the finance minister will come to parliament next month to do the mid-year budget. Please, we are pleading with government, factor this agreement, the budget review. And we are also pleading with the striking nurses to also temper justice with mercy. And once their concerns are taken on board and factored in the mid-year budget review, they quickly go back. We can't continue to battle. The outcome is not good for everybody. So we are not too happy with the posture of government. We are also not too happy with the posture of the extraction work. So as a committee, play our neutral role and trying to bring them to a compromise, and then we'll move forward.
But
that is what we have agreed so far.
But so have you, in the meantime, though, tried to get your finance minister to see whether or not that can be accommodated? Because government has made it clear, getting this in the 2025 budget will be hard for the government, even though you make mention of the media budget. Have you sought, sought an audience with him to understand whether or not this can be possible?
My brother, what will happen, all that we are doing, anytime government expects or an initiative, a priority, they're able to look for money. In the budget of 2024, there was no mention of new tax to generate additional revenue for government. We woke up one day, and throughout the day, the midnight, the government was able to secure a one-city tax on every liter of petrol or fuel. So if government health as a priority, we should be able to access and create a fiscal space to accommodate this message. My brother, if you look at the budget of 2025, there's been allocated compensation for office of the president. I'm talking about dividends. A whole amount of 2.7 billion Ghana cedis, as opposed to a mere 327 million Ghana cedis for last year. We are talking about a situation where we have a supposedly lean government. So why should a lean government be placed or be allocated a higher, like 8 times what was given the previous year? So I always insist that once government finds a priority, an issue, a priority, they look for money. Yeah. Nurses are very, very important. They form the fourth when it comes to hospital budget. Without nurses, they are the fourth group. So they connect all the different ways, doctors, by laboratory scientists, by pharmacists, by everybody in the hospital system. So we cannot allow these nurses to sit out straight up from why we lose life every minute. So, my brother, we are not happy with the situation, and we think we need to strike a compromise somewhere. And I'm hoping that tomorrow we'll let cool heads prevail, and then we'll look in the eyes of the public and do what is needed.
Well, the nurses, we understand, will be meeting tonight. As a committee which is trying to call a truce between the stakeholders, you expect that at the end of the day, the nurses will call off the strike?
We are hoping. We've done it before. Some years ago, we did it in the laboratory science, medical science. So we hope that tomorrow we'll be able to strike a deal. And I'm hoping that they will come with fresh mind. At least this is the second week of the strike. We should enter the third. It will be disastrous for us. So we impress upon them, we appeal to them, we appeal to their conscience, both the side of government and the side of the strike. And I'm praying that something better comes out of tomorrow so that we save ourselves the hassle.
Okay. I'm grateful to you. Dr. Patrick Boachi is the deputy ranking on the Health Committee of Parliament today. He says they will do everything they can to ensure that they get a truce. But we're also learning that the nurses and midwives will be having a meeting tonight to decide on the fate of this particular strike. Whether or not they are calling it off or not, we'll get to see by end of day. But Dr. George Smith Graham is with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. He is the acting chief executive officer. Let's bring him in to understand what they are doing as well. Doc, I'm grateful to you. Now, from your end, you've heard the nurses. What are you doing also to ensure that this is resolved?
Thank you very much, and good evening to your listeners. I think when the issue came up, we quickly invited them to a meeting. On the 9th, we had an engagement with them. Although not all the top executives were there, at least they had their representation there. So we had an engagement with them. We put a proposal before them. Then after the proposal, they indicated to us that they will have to go back to their national council and come back to us. So as we sit here now, they've not gotten back to us. So we are waiting to hear from them, and then we take it on from there.
So it's until after this strike is called off that you can engage them. But
no, we will engage them anytime they get to us. Although we know that legally it is not right, it will not be proper for us to engage them, but we will engage them because I'm here in the country because of this strike to be able to resolve the strike. So we will resolve the. If any time they want to come to us, we will engage them. So.
Okay, all right. We understand that they will be meeting tonight, so we'll all be looking forward to see the outcome of this particular meeting. I'm grateful, sir, for speaking to us.
Thank you.
So that is the acting executive, chief executive officer of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. This has been Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies. Up next is Newsnight.